I hear the bells.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Really big.
Message erased.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone, and the sun went down as it crossed the hill, and the town lit up, and the world got still. I'm ready to fly, but I ain't got wings. Hardest thing. Now the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the sea may burn. I'm learning to fly,
learning to fly.
Everything got wings. The hardest thing.
Yes, it is.
Now some say life beat you down, and it'll break your heart, steal your crown. So start it out, for God knows when, but I guess I'll know when I get there.
Yeah,
above my worries,
all is free.
And
yes I will. Gonna run. That's the hardest thing.
Here she is.
My little gray streak.
Oh, you guys are just talking to each other now? That's what we're doing? We're live. We are live.
We're live.
What's going on? This is Dave and Giggles featuring Deb for the 2 weeks straight. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Nothing else to do on a Sunday night.
That's pretty much what we're here for. Nothing else to do on a Sunday night, i.e. the Dave and Giggles show. I'm going to get myself
than
ready.
Going to sleep.
Better than
get
going to
sleep. Ready, buddy.
I'm going to get myself ready. The laptop's still booting up. I don't know what's going on. It's a black screen right now. I don't know. We're going to go off my phone for now. So what's going on? It's still 9/11, 15 years
still
later.
Still 9/11.
I played a little Tom Petty. And the Heartbreakers, Learning to Fly, just for you 9/11ers out there. I don't know what that means.
That's a lot of people.
I don't know what that means.
It's a lot of people.
It is.
What's a 9/11er?
I don't know. That's the thing. I have no idea.
You said it.
So what's going on with your gray streak? I could see it pretty prominently.
I'm getting a gray streak.
Is this your first gray streak or did you die?
No, I'm not dying it right there.
But did you dye it there before, or is it just starting to go gray?
No.
No.
It's been gray a long time.
I'm starting to go gray in my beard, and I wonder about it. Girls have told me it's attractive, it's distinguished looking. I don't know, though. What do you think?
I think you're the farthest thing from distinguished looking.
Thanks, buddy.
Way you dress. The way you dress.
What?
I don't think is distinguished.
Sandals aren't distinguished. It's not a distinguished look. Shit.
Hair color. Hair topics.
Good
deep topics.
Haircut first, then we'll worry about your beard.
It's happening. It's going to go. It's going to go soon. I got my cousin's niece's or my cousin's kid's wedding. So it's like my second cousin. It's in October. It's in like 2 weeks. Within a month. So I figured I'll let it go for that and let it get as crazy as possible. I want to look as crazy as possible for my family wedding. And then after that, I'll clean up. Does that sound like a good idea?
No, because you're going to be in pictures forever.
Exactly.
The best thing about Dave in weddings was John's wedding last year. And this girl, one of the bridesmaids, came up to me. And she's like, "Who's the guy in the white suit?" And I was like, "Ah, that's Dave. He was wearing a white linen suit
to
a wedding."
I mean, back that up a little bit, because it was all of the bridesmaids. They were all talking to Mike, and they were all staring at me. And they go, "Who is that in the white linen suit?" And they were just dying to talk to me. So I think it's working out all right.
I don't think you can wear white to a wedding.
Were they dying to talk to you or scared to talk to
Probably
you?
Scared. Probably scared. Not going to lie to you. Okay. But I did look good. I wore the white linen suit, and I wore instead of like a – because it was October, which you shouldn't wear white after Labor Day. I get this, but I'm okay with it. But instead of a tie, I wore a Indian scarf. It looked really good.
It did look good. I did get a good picture of it.
Yeah.
We'll have to put that up on the website.
We should put
the
that
website,
up on the website.
You do look good.
I do look good in that suit. Ah, I'm going to have to wear it again too. I asked my cousins when I was home for my grandma's birthday. Remember I told you I was going to go? And my cousins were there. And I was asking about the wedding, and I was like, "So, how do you guys feel about me going in a white linen suit?" And they kind of just rolled their eyes, and they're like, "You can wear whatever you want to wear." So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be that crazy uncle and just roll with it.
Jeez. Tell me about if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Dave and Giggles Radio Hour. We've got special guest Deb, who happens to be a licensed certified sex therapist. So if you have any sex questions, you can call 718 928 9732 or questions about relationships. I really want, like, I don't want to force this show, you know, the sex show on Deb, but I really think we should have people call in if they have, like, relationship. Oh, look at this.
We got a caller, but this. I don't know if you're going to hear it because I don't have my computer set up. It's all right.
Take the reins. Take the reins.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. This is Sarah.
Sarah, what's happening? What's going on?
How are you doing?
I'm good. Where are you?
Right now I'm in Great Falls, Montana.
I was gonna say he's possibly south of the border with the Ola, but you're in Montana. What's going on in Montana?
Ooh, right now there is a storm. They're getting snow, actually.
I did see that. I saw Wyoming was getting snow. What is going on? It's like 80 degrees in New York and they're getting snow in Wyoming. That's nuts.
I know. it's just supposed to be one day or something, and then they're back in the 60s. But they've closed one of the most famous roads that I was hoping to go on tomorrow.
Was it one of the mountain roads?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't know if Little Marley can make the mountain roads. And
I would not trust Little Marley with no backup tire up in the mountains. It just doesn't sound like the right thing to do. What what have you
I'm
been up to?
You on that one.
What have you been up to since last week? Where have you been?
Okay. So I think I talked to you guys in northern Michigan.
Sounds about right.
Right?
Sounds about right.
So since then I drove to Minneapolis, St. Paul, took my test.
Oh, how'd your test go? How'd your test go?
It was good. It was good. Yeah, average.
All right. You passed. That's good enough.
Yeah. That's a P.
That's a P. Pass, fail. Life is just pass, fail.
I'm good with that.
I saw you did stop in Duluth, where I told you to go, and you got that picture, and you posted it up on our site, which I appreciate. But how was Dylan's home?
It looked like it's used. There is someone in it.
Do they get a lot of people that come through?
I guess so. Actually, it was so funny. It's just like a regular old little street, and it's like, wow, Bob Dylan was born here, you know?
That is pretty crazy.
It's crazy. And the only thing they have to sort of show it was the little, you know, little marking on the sidewalk.
Which just like this little,
sent you guys.
Little quarter. Looking thing. It looks like a little quarter.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep. It's just a residential street, super quiet, but it's beautiful.
That's great.
And Duluth was cool. Yep.
Duluth was cool, right?
I was there on the holiday. Mm-hmm.
You were there on Labor Day.
On Labor Day, yeah.
So there wasn't anybody around. It was just kind of you and then the whole little town.
Me, top down, beautiful weather, ghost town.
Ghost town.
But I got some sun. It was a nice ride.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. So what are you going through and doing your 5K or 10? Your marathon? Not a 5K, a marathon.
No, actually, I've decided I keep getting emails that I can defer. So I'm going to defer to 2017. And I decided with the extra time, I may or may not go down to Tijuana.
Nice. That's
so
cool.
I might just take the time and go south.
So you're just going to go south from where you are now, or are you going to go west, keep going west?
Oh, no. So, yeah. So my plan right now, I'm going to go north. So I'm going into Canada.
Nice.
So I'm going to go from here up to Glacier, to Banff, to Jasper, over sort of like to Whistler, Vancouver, down Seattle, down California, hope maybe Mexico. And then loop around. So if I don't do the marathon, I can I don't have to loop back to Chicago. So it sort of saves me from having to go up there.
I hear you. Cool.
And who wouldn't want that?
I totally agree. So how is the mood out in, like, how is the mood where you are, like, Montana on 9/11?
Oh, geez.
Where it's another holiday, actually, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, they're observing here. I mean, the flag was at half-mast. you know, it's actually been very quiet. People are really, they're really serious about it. It's nice.
That's pretty wild. Because, I mean, you know, it affected New York, like the East Coast. You don't really think about it out west, but I mean, it affected everybody. It affected the world. So, I mean, why wouldn't it affect Montana?
Yeah, you feel it. And up here, there's a lot of Canadians that come down. I mean, people were talking about it kind of all weekend, which is, you know, as a New Yorker, it's like something that's always on our mind, you know?
Sure.
But yeah, to hear other people around the States, even, you know, internationally talking about it, it's nice.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. How was the Canadian mood? Like, when you're talking to the Canadians, they were just kind of like, I'm sorry this happened to you guys, or like, we're all in this together?
No, like, we're all in this together, yeah.
Makes sense.
There's a big Air Force base up here, and so a lot of the Canadians that were coming down, actually, that I met or talked to, were in the force either up there or somehow affiliated with it here. So everyone was pretty kind of politically tied. But then that even takes to a different turn. You know, everybody wanted to talk politics too, which I, for me, I'm like, I don't like.
Don't want to do it,
especially in a bar scene. Yeah, no, I'm like, ew.
Especially when you're not in your like in your hometown or like not in like your that's area. Right. If you're like outside, that's the last thing you want to do because the last thing you want to do is get your window smashed in because someone got mad.
Oh, my God, for sure. Yeah.
Minnie Marley would not like that.
Different. Poor Marley. Yeah, we don't want to put her in any sort of danger.
No, because then you'd be stranded. All right, well, the guys can't talk to you because I have this weird setup today. So I'm going to let you go so I can get back to them. But call next week.
All right, guys.
Let us know what's going on.
Sounds good.
I appreciate the call, and I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good.
All right, good luck.
Ciao.
Later.
Bye.
Dave's like, I got to get back to my friends. They can't talk to you.
They can't talk to you. It's very awkward to sit here and like see you guys and being like,
we can't
talk to you and blah, 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 blah. I'm just sitting here having a conversation. It's like when you're having a conversation and then you're at a bar and everyone's just staring at you. It's an interesting, weird thing, but whatever, I'm here.
You had the audio on point last week. You were on point.
Well, I just got the laptop up. We could continue like this, or we could take a break and get it situated. I think unless someone else calls,
a break.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a music break. Get the laptop situated. Reconnect us, and we'll come back.
All right, All right, let me see if I can do that. All right, let's try it. Let's try it.
Audio quizzes.
Let your heart be your guide. fist of cover. You belong in that home by and by. You belong amongst the wildflowers. You belong somewhere close to me, far away from your trouble and worry. You belong somewhere you
No good.
No good?
I can't figure out how to call you anymore because they changed Google Plus, and now I can't call anybody out of it anymore. There's no chat in it anymore.
I sent you a freaking...
I know you did.
God, you make me so... What have you been doing all weekend that you couldn't have updated this and got it ready to go?
It's getting ready for football, bro. Oh,
gosh.
I had to do my drafts, and I had to do all that stupid crap. I don't know how to get this thing to do freaking video anymore because they changed the whole thing.
It sounds good. Are you on your laptop or your phone?
No, I'm on my phone right now.
Oh, good.
Oh, there's Deb. Oh, Jesus Christ. Nothing.
Are we back?
We're back. We're back.
No, we're back because this is terrible.
It's terrible. All right. Give us a rundown of what's going on here. I know.
I blame you.
It's fine. I don't know why it was. Yeah, every other week.
You're listening to Dave and Giggles with special guest Deb on the Radio Free Brooklyn. It's always you. It's always you. You had the audio crisp and clean, and then you decided to update your laptop 5 minutes before the show.
I know.
But
now
you've had all weekend.
God, it's not my choice to update it. I turned it on and it said, we're going to update everything now. And now I can't find how to freaking call you on Google Plus.
Well, you know what? I think your first problem is it's a Dell.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
it's a Dell, dude.
You showed me the picture of it, and I was like, you have a Dell? Like, you actually have a Dell laptop.
I know. Oh, so I got... Oh, I found it. Oh, I think I found it. All right, so the best thing I've watched over the past week. This is what I've been watching over the past week. On Hulu... Triumph the Insult Dog has a three episode show, and it's all about Triumph the Insult Dog following around the political candidates. It is the funniest thing in the world. I advise you to go watch it. It's fantastic. We were just talking about something that made me think of it, and now I don't know what it is.
Good, 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 good radio. Real good radio. Tell me about the fundraiser party for the Radio Free Brooklyn last night.
Went off without a hitch. Went great, from what I understand.
You weren't there?
No, I didn't go.
You didn't go.
I didn't go.
You didn't go.
You know why I didn't go? Because everybody bailed on me. And I didn't want to go alone. So I was like, man, I'm just going to not go. So I ended up...
You didn't ask me. I would have gone with you.
Yeah, you should have came with me. I didn't even think of the gray-haired streak lady.
Last minute Deb. Deb will go. Deb will go.
I found it. I found out how to do this.
Well, you want to take another break?
I can't see Dave.
I know.
I can't see him either. He sounds good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe we shouldn't see him.
Yeah, it's
actually nicer. So much better without... seeing me. All right, let me get something ready, and then we'll try it. You want to try it again?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, does it really even matter anymore?
I know.
And we got this going. I don't know.
This works. This works perfectly fine. Let's try something else.
Oh, man. Ugh. What are you going to do?
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you want to take a break and then come back to it, or I got a topic? I did write down a topic.
You wrote down a topic?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you set your topic up, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back and talk about your topic. We are Dave and Giggles on Radio Free Brooklyn, and Giggles has a topic.
I'll set this up. This is to our listeners. What do you guys think about kid leashes? You know, you've seen them. You know, the parents that have like the kid leashes on their kids. We want to ask you, what are your thoughts? What do you think about it? We'll be right back.
Gina coming through.
I can hear you.
I know you can. We're just going to play a little Bon Jovi in the background as we get ourselves situated and think about kids with leashes, which I believe, if I'm not wrong, you tried to bring to the table last week. You're sitting
up. Wait. Could Deb hear you, Dave?
I don't know. Is Deb there?
Nobody can hear anybody.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you Bon Jovi and Deb.
Yeah.
But I don't think Deb can hear you.
No, I can't hear Deb. I can't hear Deb. I don't know why I can't hear Deb. Have Deb call back. I don't know. Did I add her on there or did you add her on there? Oh, this is a terrible show. You're all squinty-eyed. I'm just trying to get through it. Just want to go home and go to sleep. Sunday night ritual of hell. This is the last show. There, I've said it. Wow, you look good over there. At least I got you laughing. You know? All right, the number is... So Dylan just texted me. Dylan, the number is 718. Oh, no, what is it? What the hell is the number, Giggles? 718. 928-9732. Giggles is laughing his ass off over there. 718. Write it down. 718-928-9732. Dylan, call in. Because he said apparently his girlfriend's mom has a lot to say about kids' leashes.
Oh, that's definitely good.
Yeah, we need something here because we're just bombing.
We are screwing up. Big time.
All right, so Dylan, call in. Because this is what, like 3 weeks in a row, Dylan's not here?
Can Deb, can you hear Dave at
all
or no?
With Deb.
I can hear you, but can you hear Dave?
How are you getting her in there?
She's in another dimension.
She really is. Weird. That makes no sense. How could she be there but not there? Are you ever on something else? Let me describe what I'm looking at. You are sitting there squinty-eyed as hell, drinking a beer, and you got your wife's knit hat on, and you look like a hipster and a half. You look good, though. All right, Dylan, call in 718-928-9732, and I just lost Giggles. You there, buddy?
I'm here. I'm here.
I just lost the picture. All right. I guess he wants me to text it. So there it is. Wanted dead or alive. What they were saying in 2001 when we went to war to get the people.
All right.
Did that to us. Oh, look at that. Everybody's back in action.
Everything was going fine. Let's try something else.
All right. I'm going home.
But I don't need to.
Look at that gray streak. Looking hot over there, Deb.
Look.
All right. So
kids' leashes.
Kids' leashes. What do we got to say about kids' leashes?
Survival of the fittest. I'm against them.
Survival of the
fittest.
Hello? Who's there?
Hello? Hey, you.
Yeah. Dylan, where are you? Are you in another dimension?
I'm a hostage in a freaking
dick.
You're
upside down.
All right, doing first.
I'm
on a leash right now. I'm on a child leash.
Okay.
I believe it.
I was tethered to a leash.
So what's going on? What's with the leashes right now?
All right, so tell us about the leashes. I assume that Laura's mom has a lot to say about leashes.
No, all her kids are still on them.
All her kids are still on them. I believe it.
All
right, so wow, this is getting out of control. This is why. Is this why you guys haven't been on the show for a while? Because all you do is scream at each other.
It's partially the reason.
Are we gonna see? Okay, go ahead. I'm gonna give you the show.
All right, so I think. Some kids need to be tethered because they have a tendency to wander away. And when you want your kid wandering away, you have to keep him on a leash so that he's
when
next
he
to you.
When he gets sick of it, it's time to
retire. Yeah, or when he gets sick of them watching the kid, you just rope him up and tie him to a tree.
So you're down with tying kids to a leash. You're like, that is not only legitimate, it is something we have to do as a society.
No, not as a It depends on the kid.
All right, what?
The kid is going to wander away.
What?
They wandered away and I couldn't find them, and you have to be tethered.
All right, what percentage of kids do you think should be tethered to a leash?
Oh, at least 50%.
Okay,
50%. Yeah. I've seen kids that definitely.
95%.
50%.
25%.
No. All right. Is that just for like? I feel like this may just be a parenting tactic to basically absolve them of any responsibility.
That is true.
That is true.
They are tending to the kids.
We have too many kids.
And
you just get sick of it. You just tie them up.
Let me ask you this question: where are you guys? Are you on the upside down world? Where are you guys?
We're definitely upside down.
We're
in the car.
All right.
Well,
we're in Mountain Lake, New Jersey.
All right. So that's why you didn't come on the show, and why you haven't come on the show in what, like, almost a month now.
I've been leashed.
Tethered down.
We haven't tethered.
Well, can I ask you to untether?
This is a cry for help.
I hate this
parenting tactic. Help us.
All right. Can I ask you to take them off the leash so that they can come on the show next week?
Definitely. I'll come too.
All right. Perfect.
Perfect. All right.
So you okay? So I'm gonna let you go because there's a lot of yelling and there's a lot of yelling over top of each other. So you guys did real good. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Are you giving us all?
I'm giving you the Christian. I'm giving you the Christian. You're getting the boot.
Sick of it.
I just
call back.
All right, call back. All right. Think of something else to say and then call back. All right.
Give him the kibosh, man. You got to give him the kibosh.
So there you have it. Someone in a car is yelling about leashes going down a Jersey highway.
They were all yelling. There was too much yelling.
I'm just curious.
What's a question?
What does giving them the Christian mean?
Oh, our first caller ever on the show was a guy we know named Christian, and I hung up on him within about 20 seconds. And now he'll never call in again.
Religious thing. I'm sorry.
No. You and your Jew mind always thinking about religious things. Always pointing us Christians out.
Wow. Jeez. Hey, I'd like you guys to all do yourself a favor and do a Google image search of kids' leashes. It's pretty awesome.
Do they have legitimate adult leashes, or are those only sexual in nature?
Thank you. I was going to say that.
Of course you were.
I'm going to say sexual in nature.
They've got to be. There can't be like real adult leashes that aren't. But I mean, if you think about it, you could probably put someone who's like mentally handicapped on a leash. Wouldn't that be legitimate, or is that wrong?
I think they call them restraints. I don't think they call them leashes.
We should make a brand, maybe. Make an adult leash brand. I think that might be a legitimate thing.
I think we need one on mic when we go out.
A stylish leash.
All right, so next time you come up to New York, Mike, we're going to put you on a leash and see how you like it.
I think I may like it.
You probably would.
I think I might like it.
All right.
The funniest thing is if we're in the city, no one will notice.
No one will notice. That's very true. They'll probably be like, ugh, more street performers. Great. Throw them a dollar and let's get out of here, Bob. What about, all right, so Giggles, you're telling me that you want to put your kids on a leash? Is that what you're saying to me?
No, I thought of, well, Sam, the little one, has been, like, he doesn't have street fear yet. Like, he just walks out to the street, or he, you know, you have to hold on to him in parking lots. Leo is more cautious.
He's older.
Know, right, but I feel like from the beginning, because he grew up in New York, he was always sort of, like, you know, aware of cars and
sidewalks. I got it.
Yeah.
You need to scare him.
This is what you need to do. Send Sam up to me for a month. I will scare the shit out of him, and he'll never run on the road again.
Send him to Ridgewood.
Ridgewood. It'll all be all right.
I did send a...
Just send him a picture of Dave. That should be enough.
That should be
Put
enough.
Put it by the street.
That's more like...
Put it near the street, and he won't go in the street.
That's true. That's more like child,
No, whatever. I was going to say, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Dave and Giggles. On Radio Free Brooklyn, the special guest, Deb.
Special guest, Deb. We had Dylan and Laura and Laura's mom call. I don't know really what that was. We had Sarah call about driving out in Montana. That was kind of nice.
What's her Instagram handle? We got to find
her
out.
Her Instagram handle is Marley. Let me look it up, actually.
Mini Marley.
It's something like that. And while we're at it, you can also look up shitty_graffiti. It's a new thing I'm starting, and I really want it to pop off. It's Marley Mini Me. Marley Mini Me. And it looks like her last post was in Bozeman, Montana. And it's pretty out there. It's real pretty out there. I'm not going to lie to you.
Get this.
Yeah.
So did a bridal show today, and I was talking to this kid who's a photographer. He's 22, and he's going to go to Europe in December. He got a ticket from Denver to Brussels for like $500 round trip.
That's pretty good.
And I was like, he was like, yeah, you know, I'm 22. You know, this is what I'm going to do. And I was like, that's perfect. It's a perfect time to do that.
To go ahead.
To go to Europe, you know, travel.
I think that's when I went backpacking through Europe. I was like 22. I think it's the best thing you could do. I think you did it, right?
Yeah, I did it when I was 20.
Too damn pretty. I don't know what that was. Dylan just texted me, too damn pretty. I don't know what that was. Oh, I think I know what that means. I was walking past the CEO of Postworks the other day, and he was on the ground, and he was petting a dog. And he looked up, and he goes, holy shit, you are the prettiest man I've ever seen.
You serious?
Yeah. The CEO of Postwork said that to me. To me. Yeah. It was pretty. He just knows how to, like, sweet talk me.
Charm the pants off.
Charm the pants off.
I mean, you are a charming guy. You do look good.
I know.
Like,
I've met my challenge with him. He is he is so charming. He knows how to, like, say the right thing to get you, like, smiling. And I think I got a lot to learn from him.
You should. You should.
We should bring him on the show.
We should bring him on. I've asked him to come on the show. He says he has nothing to say, but, you know, he does. He really does. He just got back from India. He was out there doing well, whatever they do with wells. They, you know, I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Make them drinkable.
Make them drinkable.
Make them potable.
Yeah.
Make them wishable.
Make them wishable, kissable, lovable. All right, Deb, did you ever backpack through Europe or backpack through anywhere? Or is it straight, let's make babies?
Really?
Good question.
Good question.
Good question.
Good question.
I lived in Israel for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And traveled around and went to the areas around there.
A year and a half?
So. Mm-hmm.
Did you go with John or just by yourself?
No, I was 20.
This is PJ.
Yeah, but didn't you meet
pre-John.
John in high school? Oh, no, you met him in college, right?
I met him when I was 24.
Oh, wow. I thought it was a lot earlier than that.
No.
What was the anniversary last week? What was the anniversary? Oh, I know. Believe me, I know. What was the anniversary last week?
26, but I met him in 87.
Now we can figure out how old you are and why you have a gray streak in your hair.
53
Jeez. Years young.
53, which Love is such it. A bizarre thing, because I don't feel any older. I think I'm like 32.
No, you act like 12.
No, I act like a 15-year-old boy in
That's
my
true.
Head.
That's true.
Really, I think I'm 32.
Yeah, 32 is a good age.
You're definitely like halfway, more than halfway to the end of your life.
I know. It's
like
really
you're not
going to
be like 106.
It's a bizarre thing. And then that AARP booklet comes like 2 weeks before your 50th birthday. It's like they plan it to just ruin it from 2 weeks before.
Ooh.
It's really bizarre.
That is really, that's weird. Terrible.
But you love a discount, though.
That's true.
I get the discount anyway because I just charm them.
Yeah.
That's great.
So,
I have a topic. I came up with this the other day on the subway, and I don't know where it came from. Like, a idea popped into my head, and I thought, I was like, all right, if I were to be right now in, like, a heavenly environment where there's, like, beautiful women, there's clouds. It's kind of like heaven, the idea of heaven, and you're just sitting around enjoying everything that has to be around you. What heavenly foods would you choose? What are the heavenly foods that you could just see around, sitting around, enjoying everything that there is to enjoy about life, death, heaven, the whole world? What would you choose to eat? What popped into my head was, I don't think there's anything more heavenly than sitting around eating grapes.
Grapes are pretty good.
Grapes are pretty heavenly. They have that, like, feel to them that, like, you're like a Greek god, that you're like, yeah. Everything
Long,
is really,
hair.
Yeah, feeling really good.
I always
good.
Get the feeling with grapes, if I'm eating them by myself, I look around to see, like, what could I do the Heimlich maneuver on myself?
Sure.
Like, I choked by myself right now.
Oh, you'd be screwed. You'd be so screwed. Yeah. For the record.
Do you think that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
For the record, Dylan said White Castle. So he wants a bunch of burgers stacked in boxes. That's pretty good.
I love that your idea of heaven is just like sitting around with a bunch of like naked, beautiful girls.
Yeah. Isn't that what heaven
grapes.
Is? What's your idea of heaven? Tell me what Giggle's idea of heaven is.
I think heaven's on earth, man.
What is this, an 80s song?
No, I think you make your own heaven. You know, you make your own sort of like paradise around you. Or at least you try to do that, you know?
I mean, sure. But I mean, like, I you know what I'm talking about. I don't know why you're dancing around things.
I'm not dancing around it. You know, I love frosted mini wheats, the bite-sized ones.
Those are your heavenly foods.
If I was stuck on a desert island and that's all I had to eat, I think I'd be okay. Like that with maybe a little bit of fruit just to kind of balance it.
Sure.
But I love bite-sized frosted mini wheats.
I think that you're really boiling down to my idea of where I when I started thinking about this is that I don't think a heavenly food can be like an animal. I think heavenly food has to be like fruit. It has to be something cultivated in the ground. It has to be something that's not like we're going to kill and murder something. I think heavenly foods are like fruit-based, vegetable-based, stuff like that. Maybe chocolate.
You've been watching a lot of gay porn, dude.
Maybe chocolate.
Yeah, really. I was thinking cream-based, but I didn't.
I think cinnamon rolls with frosting.
Sure.
And beards and long hair.
I do have shrimps. Beards.
You do have beards.
Well, there's a great thing. You invite a bunch of people over, and everyone has to bring their last meal.
What do you say there's this thing? What do you mean there's this thing?
Like a dinner party.
Oh, okay.
And everyone has to bring their last meal.
Okay. Do we want
enough
to get into
leftovers from like 5 days ago? Like, this is some old
that's
lasagna.
What I would do. That's what I would
throw
do.
It away.
No. I don't mean the last thing they ate. I mean the last thing they would choose to eat.
Oh, okay.
It's a classic question. Gross. It's a classic question of what you're on death row. What's your last meal?
Exactly.
I get
so
it.
Everyone has to.
Have you done this? Have you done this?
Yeah. Yes.
Tell me more about it. Dylan says ramen.
I'm trying to remember what I brought. I definitely brought potato chips and onion dip. That was on there.
Potato chips and onion dip?
No, absolutely.
That would be in your last meal? Wow. You're really easy. You are a really easy date.
Yeah, I actually am.
I know. I believe me. I know.
It does sound good, potato chips and onion dip. It's not really filling, but, you know, like as a good snack, like a good
it's part of the meal, you know.
It's really good stone food. Let's be completely honest. I mean, like you could sit there and get high or drunk, whatever it's going to be, and just sit there and eat that for like an hour. And then you realize you just ate every chip in the bag and you're like, that wasn't a good idea.
So I got a good story about overindulgence. So a girlfriend and I at the time were in Germany.
Oh, no.
And I was meeting a friend of a friend who was like, oh, you know, I'll meet you guys for coffee or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I was like, awesome. So, you know, excuse me, meeting a local in Berlin was pretty cool. But right before we met him, we go to a grocery store because we had a little sweet tooth. And we're like, oh, let's get some ice cream. So we bought like a 6-pack of these ice cream bars. And we're like, all right, they're going to melt. We're in a, you know, we don't have a refrigerator. We're out backpacking. So
why would you buy 6?
Well, because that's the minimum amount that they sold them in. What? So we bought a 6-pack of these ice cream bars.
Okay.
And we each had like, you know, we each had one. We're like, all right, that was great. That was awesome. And then we're like, well, we could probably have another one.
Go for two. So,
go for two. So we ate 2 ice cream bars. And then I feel like we might have had 3 or like 2.5 and then threw the box away. But so we're like all full on ice cream bars in this like, you know, German town or whatever.
Oh, feeling heavy.
And
ice cream heavy.
Totally. And then we meet this guy and he's an older guy. He's like in his 60s, I think. And he was like, hey, oh, okay, great. And he's like, all right, I'll take you out for this great place for cake. My German accent is terrible.
It's not even a German accent.
But he was like, it's not even a German accent.
Not even close.
But he's just like. He's like, best cake in all of Berlin. And I was like, oh, God, no. You know?
Oof.
So we had to sit there. And you had to be polite. So we ate the cake. But it was terrible because it was like the fourth sweet I had in an hour, maybe, or hour and a half.
That's rough.
It was just too much.
What year was that?
I think that was 05.
Which girlfriend 03? Was that?
Yeah.
Which girlfriend?
What are you talking about? I'm not gonna name names.
Was it one that I've met before?
Probably.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Was it one that we went to her party after we did the Power Hour show?
Yes.
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 All right.
Yes. Yes.
All right. That's pretty funny. I could see you two backpacking through Germany. That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good. And then also you saw her in a bar with your current wife and then ran out the door because she didn't want to talk to her.
That was the next one.
That was the next one.
That was
okay.
The next girlfriend.
Fair
next
enough.
Ex-girlfriend who I saw, and I think my immediate reaction for, you know, for those setting it up, I was with my now wife. We were, you know, we were just dating.
Yeah.
And I saw my ex-girlfriend in a local bar, you know, three avenues away from my house, you know, real close. And it was fight or flight. You know, I didn't know what to do. So I Jackie Chan'd it out the emergency exit.
Dragging.
I was like, we got to go.
Dragging your current wife by your side going, we got to go.
Ghosted. I think that was the best thing to do, you know, at the time. I was like,
that story.
What then? What?
I don't think I ever heard that story.
That's a good story. It's a really good one. I mean, as a girl, like an ex-girlfriend, if you caught your ex with some other girl, like dashing out a door, wouldn't you be a little offended? You'd be like, I thought we were kind of cool. Like, I know we're not like dating anymore, but like for him to bolt out the door, that seems a little hasty.
I don't think I'd be offended. I think I'd be flattered.
Oh, so you're going that route. So like he still had a little something for her. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You look good over there.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. You're stirring up shit. You're talking about ex-girlfriends. Soon as I put on the wedding ring, we cannot talk about ex-girlfriends.
No, go on.
We can talk about yours.
Too many to talk about.
Ex-girlfriends.
Too many to talk about.
So let's talk about this.
All right.
This is actually a question for Deb, who is more knowledgeable in the subject. Tinder and these dating apps now have totally changed the dating scene.
I think I'm probably more more person to talk to about Tinder. But go ahead with your question.
Okay, can I ask a question about Tinder?
Sure.
Have you ever sent a dick pic?
Through Tinder? In general?
No, through Tinder.
I don't think you can send pictures through Tinder.
The next step in Tinder.
The next step in Tinder is be like, hey, what's your number? Get their number. Send them a dick pic right away. Like, right away. Just be like, listen, here's my dick. So go with it.
I hear about, in my office, I hear about this all the time. Men are doing this constantly, and I don't understand it.
I don't either.
I would never send a picture of my penis to anyone. Like just, why? And here's the other thing, too, like, with the legality of it, but, like, I don't think I could take a good picture of my penis.
No.
Like, I don't think it would be
really
flattering.
Go there?
Well, I'm just saying,
that's an easy general, target. Like, easy target.
Does that mean there's no good angle or you just wouldn't do it?
If I wanted to do something artistic, I'm sure I could do a nice photo of my genitalia. But, like, doesn't have the access to cameras and lights and, you know, special effects, you know.
Here's the thing about dick pics or nude photos in general. Never send an unsolicited one. The people who do are just like straight up.
Guys are doing it left and right.
I don't get it either. I don't get it. Like, that's an immediate red flag. Do not talk to this person anymore. Like, you just don't do that. It's just an automatic,
well,
like, this guy is a total creep.
You need to talk to your brothers out there because it's happening. It's rampant.
You got to talk to who? My brothers?
All your brothers out there, all the other men.
Like all my white brethren friends who send penis pictures? All right, I'll talk. I'm talking to you right now. Listen, guys, don't send unsolicited dick pics. Simple as that. Just don't do it.
Please don't.
Don't do it. They don't want to see it. There's a couple girls out there.
That's the only place anyone wants to see.
There's a few girls out there that are into it. I'm not going to lie to you. But regardless, don't do it. Don't send unsolicited dick pics. It's not going to work out for you.
I just don't think it's a good idea to just have – I mean, everybody is hacked and everybody's email – you know, whatever you send digitally, you know, verbal or whatever is out there. But why would you ever want that to just be, like, out of your control? I mean, I guess some people don't care. You know,
some people
don't. But just to be like, all right, this can get copied and shared and –
Yeah, I mean, the weird thing about the people who do send it, that, I mean, who are you talking to, Deb? The women or the guys?
The women.
So the guys are doing it because that gets them off. That, like, regardless.
Women don't enjoy it.
No, women don't enjoy it. But a lot of guys will do things like that, even, like, to, like, going out in public and, like, showing it to people who don't obviously don't want to see it. They actually enjoy the fact that people get offended. That's actually that's their pleasure. So I mean, who are we to say don't do it? They're going to do it regardless. That's what gets them off. You got to deal with these people, Deb.
Yeah, but I think we're talking about people that are doing it thinking it's part of the dating scene.
Well, then they just have problems.
Exactly.
I think they're still doing it because they think that that is, like, exciting for them. Which is terrible. Mm-hmm. I'm right on your side with this one. Don't send unsolicited dick pics or vagina pics. Don't do it, ladies. All right, what have we learned today? What have we learned?
We've learned Sarah is in Montana.
Sarah's in Montana.
Her, it's Marley Mini-Me.
Marley Mini-Me.
And then what else? Shitty underscore graffiti.
Underscore graffiti. Follow that on Instagram. I just got back today from the last day of summer down in Coney Island. It was a wonderful day. It was a beautiful day. The interesting thing was I overheard someone talking to, like, the lifeguard, and they go, "Okay, see you next year." It was like literally the last day where the lifeguards are going to be out. It was the last day of summer in New York. So September 11th, the last day of summer. I guess that's what it is.
Hmm.
There you go. Hmm. What'd you learn, Deb? What'd you learn? Candy Crush? Did you learn how to play Candy Crush?
You need to advertise the show.
All right. Advertise. Where's our marketing girl? Giggles. Where is she?
She's in Alabama.
What is she doing in Alabama?
She's doing a road trip. She's 23 and she's driving across country.
Tell her to call in.
No, I should, yeah.
I got to do everything. I got to do everything for this show.
You got to update the laptop.
Get people to call us. I got to do too much.
What do we got on store for next week?
What do you think? Here's some of my options. We get someone in who's like someone who could talk.
Guest.
We get a guest or we get a musical guest.
I say anything. Anything is good.
All right. I'll see if I can work on a musical guest for next week and it'll be good. It might be a returning musical guest, but still good.
I liked that Ronstadt guy. That was good.
I know you like the Ronstadt,
Michael Ronstadt
guy. But how many have you heard, Deb? Have you heard all of our musical guests?
What do you think?
I'm going to say no. You've been too busy playing Candy Crush.
I think Deb's one of our biggest fans.
I mean, she's here, isn't she? That says
she
something.
We have to force her to listen to the show by being on the show.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
That's pretty much exactly right.
The only listener is actually on the show.
That's true. I think Dylan's listening. He texts me a bunch. He just texted me Ranch Doritos.
Happy birthday, Joe Marconi.
Oh, happy birthday, Joe Marconi. That was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah. But still.
Yeah.
You know.
Happy birthday, JoJo. He's one of our biggest fans, too.
Graphic designers.
Biggest graphic designers. He's a good dude.
For Dave and Giggles.
Good dude. He designs for Dave and Giggles. All right. We're going to say goodnight. We'll see you next week. Dave and Giggles, Radio Free Brooklyn.
Night.
Dave and Giggles. Week.